This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Hope you had a great weekend. Toll-free nationwide to cover. Coast to coast, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. All of the stories you'll hear today, including the videos, you'll all find at outcastradio.net. Let's begin with the situation. Ferguson, apparently Michael Brown shot six times.
We are getting a few more details on this autopsy, this private autopsy from the family that was released tonight. The New York Times is reporting that Michael Brown was shot at least six times, twice in the head. This was a week ago on Saturday. However, the autopsy seems to contradict at least one witness we've heard from, that he was shot in the back. All six shots were at the front of his body. And this private autopsy came out tonight, and the New York Times reported it, and it has now been taken off on social media.
And New York Times also talking about this autopsy, saying he was shot four times in the right arm. All the bullets were fired into his front, like Mike said, and then one bullet went into the skull, suggesting his head was bent forward when it struck him, and that caused the fatal injury. They say the bullets did not appear to have been shot from a very close range. No evidence of gunpowder was found on Michael Brown's body.
On the phone with us now, Brian Shellman with St. Louis County Police. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, Mike, I am. Kind of hard to hear you a little bit, but we'll try to do this.
So thanks for joining us. Can you tell us what is going on right now?
Right this second, I'd say in the last 15, 20 minutes, it sounds, and I want to stress that it sounds through the radio and all that, because I'm not actually down, boots on the ground per se, with these guys, but it sounds like things are quieting a bit.
Things did quiet overnight, and then the National Guard called in this morning.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sharon Reed inside the News 4 newsroom. And just moments ago, Governor Jay Nixon has authorized the National Guard to come in to restore the peace in Ferguson and protect citizens. This after a flurry of activity all night. We had that police briefing minutes ago, 8:25 p.m. There was a civilian shot. Police reported they were shot at, Molotov cocktails thrown, looting. We confirmed that. We showed it to you over the border in Delwood and beyond tonight. Police issued a code 2000. There was damage to property, the Domino's, the auto parts store, a Family Dollar, and a self-storage, all looted. Again, the breaking news, Governor Jay Nixon has just signed an executive order to send the National Guard into Ferguson to help restore peace and to protect the citizens of Ferguson. After much more, a flurry of activity in Ferguson tonight, two victims, minor injuries, shooting victims. Police report Molotov cocktails thrown at them and shots fired.
Highway Patrol, outsiders are destroying Ferguson.
What's his name?
Darren Wilson.
What is his name?
Darren Wilson.
What's his name?
Darren Wilson.
What's his name?
Darren Wilson.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want him?
Now.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want him?
Now.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want him?
Now.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want
him? Now.
That guy is named Malik Zulu Shabazz. Did a little research on this young man. Although he's sometimes identified in the mainstream media as a mere legal advisor or community organizer. Community organizer. Now we're... Oh, that's right. We have one in the White House. Malik Shabazz is a racist black nationalist with a long, well-documented history of violently anti-Semitic remarks and accusations about the inherent evil of white people. He's not a resident of Ferguson. And so maybe the Highway Patrol is right. Outsiders are destroying Ferguson. They say he's also particularly skilled at orchestrating provocative protests, ousted from the Nation of Islam after he became an embarrassment even to that hardline group. Shabazz now in Ferguson and leading out this chant. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. What's his name?
Darren Wilson.
What is his name?
Darren Wilson.
What's his name?
Darren Wilson.
What's his name?
Darren Wilson.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want him?
Now.
Who do we want?
See, in the beginning of the chant, when do we want him? Now. And by the end of this chant, they're saying dead.
Darren Wilson.
How do we want him?
Now.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want him?
Now.
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson.
How do we want
him? Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
So you got quite a bouillabaisse of insanity going on in Ferguson right now. The protests ramping up overnight. The National Guard called in. The new Black Panther Party in Ferguson now. And according to the Highway Patrol, outsiders are destroying Ferguson. From KMOV.com. A spokesman for the Missouri State Highway Patrol says outsiders are to blame for the violent protests that have wrecked the community of Ferguson. Corporal Justice Wheatley of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, speaking live on News 4 as police moved in on protesters last night, said the night was not gone as authorities had planned. Quote, we were hoping we would have a situation like we had last night. Very little protest, very little violence, but that has not happened. The corporal said the peaceful protests are encouraged. However, the violent protesters are being stirred up by influences from outside of Ferguson. Oh, you mean like the new Black Panther Party? It's the few aggressors that are taking this situation, this event, and trying to escalate that in their favor to bring destruction to the community. It's mostly outsiders who are coming in and destroying this peaceful community. Our mission right now is to try and restore peace and order among the groups. And again, you'll find this story at OutcastRadio.net. So it appears we have a perfect formula. That formula could brew into martial law. You've got the new Black Panther Party. You've got an escalation of violence. The National Guard is being called in. And Ferguson, mind you, is a suburb north of St. Louis. Once this gets to St. Louis, I think we have a game changer. And of course, over the weekend we had protests. Times Square was shut down, protests in Los Angeles. But the reality is, this could be the flashpoint for what may be martial law down the road, at least for Ferguson, and then does it spread from there? What are your thoughts? Is this all purposeful? I know a lot of this is just insanity and chaos, but it seems like we're moving towards a moment. Is martial law on the horizon? At least for Ferguson, maybe St. Louis, and then spreading nationwide. Time will tell. Your thoughts at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Email me at OCDAustin@yahoo.com. And the website again, OutKastRadio.net. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Many ways to contact me. Also, you can go through my parole officer. I still have 6 months pending. Other headlines making news: Highway Patrol, outsiders are destroying Ferguson. Missouri governor sends in National Guard to Ferguson. In technology, Google Maps have been tracking your every move, and there's a website to prove it. Police tell Detroiters to buy guns in a city driven by race issues and crime. Some of the headlines you'll find at OutKastRadio.net.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest. That multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke.
If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in purposeful, divine coincidences. Let me give you a case in point. Rick Perry, a month ago, orders the National Guard to the Texas-Mexican border, and 1 month later, he's indicted. That's not a coincidence. Back in April of 2013, the district attorney from Travis County, which is the county seat for Austin, which, by the way, is rather liberal. They call it a blue island in a red state, was arrested for a DUI. At that time, Lumberg, that's her name, went to jail for 45 days but didn't resign from office. If Rick Perry were to get a DUI, I would be on the radio saying Rick Perry needs to be kicked out of office. And I've been saying that about Rosemary Lumberg after she was arrested for drunk driving. Rick Perry ultimately vetoed a $7.5 million appropriation to a division of the office that is responsible for fighting official corruption, her office. He's allowed to do that according to the Texas Constitution. So Perry, who chose against running for an unprecedented four-year term, will leave office in January, and has been preparing for a possible second run for the presidency in 2016. The question is, why is it 16 months after District Attorney Rosemary Lumberg was arrested for a DUI that they now press these charges? And it is the first time since 1917 that a sitting governor of Texas has been indicted. For what? Doing his job? You wouldn't believe what it's like to live here in Austin. Just imagine Moscow, but with better weather. Here's Rick Perry answering the charges on Saturday.
Thank you all for coming out here today.
Sam, you got to turn up these videos or they don't play on the air.
Today is, Governor, I took an oath to faithfully uphold the Constitution of the state of Texas, a pledge that I have kept every day as I've worked on behalf of Texans for the last 14 years. That's the same Constitution that clearly outlines the authority of any governor to veto items at his or her discretion. Just as I have, following every legislative session during my service as governor, I exercise this authority to veto funding for an office whose leadership had lost the public's confidence by acting inappropriately and unethically. I wholeheartedly and unequivocally stand behind my veto, and I'll continue to defend this lawful action of my executive authority as governor. We don't settle political differences with indictments in this country. It is outrageous that some would use partisan political theatrics to rip away at the very fabric of our state's constitution. This indictment amounts to nothing more than abuse of power, and I cannot and I will not allow that to happen. I intend to fight against those who would erode our state's constitution and laws purely for political purposes, and I intend to win. I'll explore every legal avenue to expedite this matter and bring it to a swift conclusion. I'm confident that we will ultimately prevail, that this farce of a prosecution will be revealed for what it is, and those responsible will be held accountable. Thank you. I'll be happy to answer a question or two.
Yeah, what do you like, Coke or Pepsi? I'm not a big fan of Rick Perry, but I have to admit, he's absolutely right, and he's being railroaded by this democratically controlled Moscow on the Hudson. This... if you've never been to Austin, it's really a beautiful place. They've got a lot of music, culture, but it's without a doubt the most liberal bastion I've ever lived in my life, and I lived in L.A. This place puts L.A. to shame. Now, if you don't know the backdrop, there's a district attorney in Travis County by the name of Rosemary Lumberg, and she was arrested back in April of 2013 for a DUI. And if you go to my website, outcastradio.net, scroll all the way down to the bottom, you have to go to the extra videos, and you'll actually see a five-minute booking process of Attorney Lumberg. And I think you need to watch this to get a perspective on how she got away with it, because she should have been kicked out on her keister the moment this happened. And I'm going to play a little bit of that clip. This is the booking in process in the Travis County Jail. Okay, this is the booking footage of District Attorney Rosemary Lundberg, April 12th and 13th.
Okay, so you'll arrest me for DWI, which I wouldn't.
We didn't arrest you.
Well, y'all.
Just so you'll know, that's her voice. That's the DA, and she is fighting back, even while intoxicated.
No, we didn't.
And I wasn't drunk. And so now you've ruined my entire political career, so that tomorrow morning, statesman will say that I was...
I love it. If she gets arrested for DWI, you've ruined her career. And the Statesman, just for your backdrop, is the local newspaper here in Austin. Here we go.
Drunk and in jail all night, and y'all restrained me. That was fun.
Put your hands down.
Oh, stop. You're going to do a mugshot, right?
Put your back against the blue board.
Congratulations, you guys.
Well, better do something quick, because y'all are going to be in jail, not me.
All right, right now they're handcuffing her.
Get these cuffs off my arms.
Okay, as long as you're making threats, though, they're not going to come
off.
I'm
not making any threats.
You just threatened that they were going to be in jail.
Do you know what you're doing?
Okay, right now she is being restrained in a chair with seatbelts. Looks like they took a seat out of a jet and just stuck it in a room, and now the camera is panning over to her cell, and she's about to say something else.
All right.
Okay.
Get the cuffs off of me now.
Are we done for a moment?
Get them off.
Okay, and that goes on and on for about another 5 or 4 minutes. But to give you an idea, she was pretty loaded. And so, again, let's go back. April 2013. This is August of 2014. Governor Rick Perry, the only governor in the United States who did something about the illegal immigration over our border. He sent the National Guard there a month ago. Didn't have a very good meeting with the president, and just by coincidence, 16 months later, after she, the DA, gets arrested, they just happen to press these charges. And it is in the Texas Constitution. He has a line item veto where he can do this. And that was money going to her department. And again, I'm not a huge fan of Rick Perry. If Rick Perry got a DUI, he should be kicked out of office. You should be held to a higher standard, as well as District Attorney Lundberg. But she was not. She was reinstated in her job, and Rick Perry didn't like that. And if I was Rick Perry, I would have done the same thing. But don't you find it to be an odd coincidence, of which there are none, that the Blue Island and the Red State, 1 month after Rick Perry puts the National Guard on the border, gets indicted? Pretty curious. Your thoughts, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Also, if you go to the website in the video category, you'll see video proof that Michael Brown was in fact robbing a convenience store of Swishers before he was shot. And coming up next, a woman is arrested for dropping an F-bomb. You're not allowed to say fart? Oh, the other F-bomb. Check out the website, OutKastRadio.net.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Email ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the website is outcastradio.net. I think one of my talents is the ability to see into the black heart of man, whether that man is white, black, yellow, or brown. There's a gentleman by the name of Malik Zuzu Ozulu Shabazz. Although he's sometimes identified in the mainstream media as a mere legal advisor or a community organizer, Malik Shabazz is a racist black nationalist with a long, well-documented history of violent anti-Semitic remarks and accusations about the inherent evil of white people. Last time I checked, I don't think he's a resident of Ferguson, but for some reason he's there. And if you'd like to listen to his work, here's a couple of his greatest hits.
Yeah! What's his name?
Darren Wilson!
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 Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Yeah!
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Yeah!
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Yeah!
Who do we want?
Darren Wilson!
How do we want him?
Yeah!
Okay, of course, Wilson, the police officer, how do we want him? Dead. Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's with the new Black Panther Party, and this story just broke. You can find it at outcastradio.net. The Missouri State Police Department has a briefing announcing the curfew, and you'll never guess who is asking a question. Malik Zulu Shabazz, the same one that led that chant yesterday.
I'm the president of Black Warriors for Justice. As you well know, on Thursday night, my group, and thanks to you, but my organizers, along with the New Black Panther Party and the Nation of Islam, that we are the ones that put those men in the streets, and we control the flow of traffic. And I personally shut down the avenue at 2 o'clock with the cars and the cones and cleared everybody out. There were no incidents on Thursday night. Okay, so, well, and you were there. You witnessed that. And so what I'm saying is tonight, with the curfew being at 12 midnight, it seems to be a tight curfew line that could be a prescription for...
Here's another quote of his from 1995, the gentleman talking, Malik Zulu Shabazz. He said in 1995 at a speech at the African Black Holocaust Nationhood Conference in Washington, quote, "The Caucasians and the government are arrogant, telling us how to suffer. America should be glad that every black man is not on a killing spree for all the suffering they have done." On and on it goes. Do you see where this is heading? Brown was shot 6 times. You've got protests in the streets. You've got a violation of posse comitatus, essentially militarizing the police. And then you bring in the Black Panthers, and you've got a nice formula for more riots.
And I don't know if it is as easy as it is asking people to leave at that time as you may believe it to be. And so what I'm saying is right now we're organizing. We have at least 100 or 150 men working with the various organizations I just named and the National Action Network to make sure that this doesn't deteriorate into a situation where everybody's tear gassed and the demonstrators look bad.
Malik Zulu Shabazz was born with the name Paris Lewis. Yeah, you probably want to go with Malik. It's a little more intimidating. He credits his grandfather, a longtime member of the Nation of Islam, for introducing him to black separatism. Shabazz took up the cause at an early age. While still in his 20s, Shabazz organized a group of the Nation of Islam supporters of Howard University, where he obtained both an undergraduate and law degree. There, he made waves with a series of offensive public comments and also brought about a series of controversial speakers to the school, who then led the Black Panther Party in 1994. And just months before that, this guy you just heard had been ousted from the Nation of Islam for a speech widely considered anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, and homophobic. If Farrakhan is kicking you out of your group, you're a bit of a radical. Yet this guy is hijacking the press conference in Ferguson. And this guy is getting a national stage, and this guy is leading the citizens of Ferguson into chanting, "How do we want them dead?" This is where it's heading. Yeah, put a little levity into it. Woman arrested for dropping an F-bomb. Apparently a woman was in a Kroger, and one thing led to another, and she dropped an F-bomb, and she got arrested for dropping an F-bomb.
Carolina mom is facing charges after she was accused of using a four-letter curse word at a grocery store. She was with her children in the bread aisle at a Kroger store when another shopper confronted her. The shopper told Wolf she heard her use the F word. Wolf denied the accusation, but the woman reported her to store managers who called police. They arrested Wolf and charged her with disorderly conduct.
I didn't harm nobody. I didn't hurt nobody. The lady said she was having a bad day. So because you're having a bad day, you're going to ruin somebody's life.
The woman who says she witnessed the incident says she wasn't having a bad day. She says she heard Wolf use the word in question repeatedly.
Fantastic. Ugh. Are there any other planets I can go to? I want that to be your assignment when you're done listening to the show today. I want you to find me another planet I can go to in the meantime. Ralph writes in, Don, the Rick Perry issue is the same old game the politicians have been using for years. The reason why there is lawlessness throughout our government is each side has something on someone, and they keep it like a poker chip and roll it out when they need it. This includes our media, financial, and all other various clubs that we do not belong to. Meanwhile, we, as the average citizens, pay dearly for the minor infraction and generally affects one person, us. Their actions affect thousands, in some cases millions, and they're not held accountable, nor will they, because of the chip the other side holds. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the email. If you'd like to email me, it's real simple. OCDAustin@yahoo.com. So we have Malik Zulu Shabazz with the new Black Panther Party. This guy apparently so radical, he was kicked out of the Nation of Islam, hijacking the press conference and leading the citizens of Ferguson in a chant, which eventually morphed into they want the police officer dead. And the governor, Nixon, not that one, the governor of Missouri, Nixon, calling in the National Guard this morning. And we also learned that Brown appears to have been shot 6 times. And you'll find that story also at OutcastRadio.net. Independent autopsy conducted yesterday showed Michael Brown, the unarmed black teenager killed by a white cop in a St. Louis suburb, was shot 6 times, including twice in the head. The autopsy performed by famed forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Badden at the request of Brown's family also showed all the bullets struck the teen from the front. This according to the New York Times. One shot hit him in the top of the head, indicating he was bent forward, said Badden, though he declined to draw a conclusion about the position. He said, in my capacity, I would say you're not supposed to shoot so many times. Badden, who retired from a position as a forensic examiner in New York State for the New York State Police in 2011. Badden is also a former New York City medical examiner, told the Times that Brown was shot from a distance, explaining that no gunpowder suggesting point-blank gunfire was found on Brown's body. Brown was shot 4 times in his right arm and twice in his head, including once in the eye. He said some bullets entered and caused multiple wounds before exiting Brown's body. Dr. Michael Badden concluded an independent autopsy of Michael Brown at the request of his family. People have been asking how many times was he shot. This information could have been released on day one, Badden told the Times. They don't do that, even as feelings build up among the citizens as to whether there may be a cover-up. Badden announced his results of another night of unrest in the streets of Ferguson, and again the National Guard being called in this morning. Johnson issued an apology and earned cheers at a rally hosted by the Reverend Al Sharpton at the Greater Grace Church in Ferguson. The apology came after Sunday's morning violence, which included police using tear gas, which Johnson had initially promised would not continue. I will stand to protect you and your right to protest. So that's the latest on the situation in Ferguson and the funniness going on down here in Austin. What do you think of the whole thing? Or do you want to talk about something else? 800-313-9443, the website, OutcastRadio.net.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Every once in a while I hear a song, and I'm sure this happens to you, it just triggers a memory. And that one triggers a memory of my daughter figure skating. That is Incense and Peppermints by Strawberry Alarm Clock. My daughter actually was going to become a professional figure skater and was on track to actually get into the Olympics, but then she had a growing spurt at the age of 15. Her center of gravity was she won about 35 medals to play hockey myself. I went to Bobby Orr hockey camp in Canada for a couple years, and then we're living in Houston, and believe it or not, they had an outdoor rink, and one winter day took my daughter down there and she just took to it. I taught her the basics, and then we had her a coach, and $15,000 later she grew a little bit, but my goodness, she was an amazing figure skater, and well, just wasn't meant to be, but pretty cool. Okay, we do have some boots on the ground in Missouri concerning Ferguson. Let's go to Robert in Missouri. Latest, Robert.
Well, you know, I was up late last night and looted up some more crap all over the place. The police forces, unfortunately, their hands are tied because of all the PC racial stuff. The Ferguson police chief, right when this all started, he's like, man, we don't care what you do during the day, but at nighttime, we need to keep people, off the street as much as possible, call them knuckleheads. Well, they flip out. He's trying safety. This has happened so many times in our nation's history where certain communities, get out of control point where they leave it you know, the government, they're going to be bad either way they go. And so I'm not a pro-government person. I know that this whole thing, corporate construct, and it started all right after the Civil War. I listen to the show that precedes this one. I know this whole thing is a big matrix, and the courts are part of it, the judicial branch, the executive's out of control, the whole deal. Congress is just a digital bunch of, you know, corrupt idiots. But the thing is, here locally, you know, you're destroying the businesses in the local community. What do you want the cops to, just to let you destroy the place at night? I mean, these people, these leftist nut jobs, you know, put stuff on Twitter all the way from California or Canada saying, you know, the heck with the police, et cetera, et cetera. They don't know the mentality of these people around here. They do not know the culture of St. Louis. None of them know anything. They're just keyboard warriors talking about solidarity in Ferguson. Well, yeah, I don't want the police state to crush, you know, what's left of what, you know, the little thread that hangs on to this Constitution either. But, you know, you can't be a knucklehead and bring in these Marxists and the Black Panthers, Malik Shabazz talking about what do we want him dead and the rest of it. That's counterintelligence, and the people aren't sophisticated enough to figure out that some psyops are being run on them at the highest levels of probably the intelligence and military communities. You know, DHS and the rest of them, this is all beta testing people, and they're playing right into the hands of the people that want to ultimately put us under a totalitarian system, and they don't know it because they don't have that sophistication.
Well, and think about this. Malik Zulu Shabazz got into a press conference, confronted the police chief on national television. How in the world does an agitator like that get a national platform the day after he's inciting the crowd to chant death to this police officer? How does that work?
Well, you know why? Because he's in the employ of probably at ADL B'nai B'rith, Southern Poverty Law, and the FBI. He's a paid COINTELPRO agent, I'll guarantee you. He couldn't get away with that kind of rhetoric unless he was on the team. And if you've got to be a naive moron not to know that. But, you know, I don't want to dog people that aren't as far along necessarily as you or I about the multi-layered nature of this thing we're facing. And so, but at the same time, we all got to quit being suckers and wake up and realize, look what they did to the Black Panthers in the 60s. Look what they've done to the entire militia movement in the 80s. They infiltrate it, they take it over, and they use it however they want it.
You know, this is the same thing that happened to the Tea Party. I remember attending a rally in 2009 at another radio station I worked at, and 1,100 people showed up. A year later, 150 showed up because it got infiltrated. And this guy, Malik Zulu Shabazz, is so radical, he got ousted from the Nation of Islam. If you have a hard time bonding with the Nation of Islam, you've got to be pretty damn radical.
Well, you know, the New Black Panther Party was founded by a guy named Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And you want to watch some of his speeches? Watch him on YouTube where it talks about killing crackers and their babies and basically white genocide. And so that's what their organization stands for. And the reason I know that they are co-opted is because they get away with the stuff they do, the incitement in public. That you couldn't be, you know, a regular guy like me and go out and do that. You're going to get a cat busted in you, or you're going to get arrested.
You know, as you mentioned, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, in fact, a mentor to Shabazz. They became close colleagues during the Million Man March in 1995 to organize the Black Holocaust and National Conference. So these guys have been bonded for quite a while, and this is all purposeful. When you take the new Black Panther radicals, insert them in a situation that's already volatile, cover that with a violation of posse comitatus, and the revelation today that this guy was shot 6 times, you've got a pretty good formula for chaos.
Yeah, and, you know, you know how you always say follow the money? I wish I had the time to dig into the new Black Panther Party's finances, because then you could see who controls them. I guarantee you it's ADL or FDLC or the feds themselves.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, during the 9 to 12 show, I'll be back on tonight. I'm going to do some digging, and I'm going to check into the history of this guy, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and also his relationship with Khalid Muhammad, and the history of the new Black Panthers, and why this guy was so radical, he actually got kicked out of the Nation of Islam.
Yeah, well, you check out the relationship between Eric Holder and the new Black Panther parties as well. There's pictures out there with Obama, and two people back is Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so, look, there's a total relationship between DOJ, Eric Holder, and the new Black Panthers. Remember, he let them off on that federal case where the prosecutors were so miffed that the attorney general didn't want to pursue it when they were intimidating people outside the polls in the 2008 and 2012 elections.
Yeah, I'm just reading some more about this guy. He's got quite a history. This has been going on for 19 years. 19 years he has been a community organizer. Where have we heard that term before? And legal advisor.
Yeah, well, he's playing his role as the black mad, chip on his shoulder, incendiary role. That's what he's been assigned. You know, he's also a member of a group called, called Lawyers for Black Justice. So this guy's a member of the bar, okay? British Accreditation Registry ran out of the City of London there. He's a barrister. So guess what? If he talked like that and he wasn't compromised and probably a fed, they would strip him of his bar license as well.
Yeah, some more information. Muhammad was a mentor to Shabazz, who followed Muhammad's path away from the Nation of Islam and into another organization that appears to be a lot more violent in its nature and more racist in its stance. So this has been going on for quite a while. And do you see this possibly spilling over literally into St. Louis? I mean, this place is only 20 miles north of it, right?
Yeah, I could see it spilling over into the city, possibly. It depends on what these infiltrators have got planned, these Marxists and so-called anarchists that they bust in from out of town, and then you've got all the other Fed provocateurs that are in that crowd. You know they are. This is a Stasi state. Look what the East Germans, how they monitored their people. We're way past that. And so there's probably so many DHS undercovers in that crowd, it's not even funny. And this is a great, you know, it's a great psyop they're pulling because, you know, they got the white people, now they're doing rallies for the cop in another part of the city. I mean, man, this is just going up to a perfect evil genius's script.
Well, think about this also, Robert. When was the last time anybody on this program talked about the border and the thousands and hundreds of thousands of illegals that are coming over? All of a sudden, our attention is diverted, and they got us off the topic of the day, which was the invasion of our nation.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother wing of this program to make the United States self-destruct, is to bring in the Ford Rockefeller Foundation-funded La Raza gangs, who are all about the reconquest and the Aztlan and the rest of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Robert, we're running up against it. Can you call me back tonight sometime between 9 and 11 and update me on the latest with Ferguson?
I'll try. I'll be at work, but I'll try.
Quit your job.
All right, later.
Have a great day. The website, outcastradio.net.
So cool. With finance.